Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, put my finger into them and put my hand into his side, I'll never believe. John chapter 20, verse 25. Thomas wasn't there when Jesus first appeared to his disciples after the resurrection. Like many of us, other people's experiences weren't good enough for Thomas. He had to have his own. And Jesus made sure he got them. Note, he didn't put Thomas down for having doubts. He understood that any questions arising from an honest heart isn't a skeptical question. It's a search for truth. The Bible tells us, after 8 days, his disciples were again inside and Thomas with them. Jesus came and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." He said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands. Reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord, my God." There are two important lessons in this story. Firstly, your doubts can actually lead you to a new level of faith. When the bottom drops out of your world, when the pain of your circumstances seems unbearable, when some shattering event occurs and doubt marches in unannounced, don't deny it. Acknowledge it. Times of doubt become opportunities for learning when they drive you to God for answers. As you work your way through them, you reach a new level of faith. Secondly, your doubts can lead you to a deeper relationship with Jesus. The testimony of others will only carry you so far. Ultimately, you need your own personal experience with the Lord. And you can have it. Thomas started out by doubting Jesus, yet ended up dying as a martyr for his cause. Think about that.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.